Yo, Dark Horse Live episode 93. I don't have a lighter. We just realized this at the last second, so I can't light my joint. This is not right. There we go. Every show is started with a joint, and it would only be proper. All right.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I need that lighter.
I need that lighter. Here you go. Oh, shit. I just hit him in the fucking noggin.
Almost.
Get that on camera?
Yeah.
That's pretty aggressive throw from across the room. All right. Yeah, Dark Horse Live episode 93. We're all out of sorts. As you can't tell, we're a half hour fucking late. But thanks for waiting. Thanks for chilling out and being here with us, even though we're late, and watching Winnebago Man like probably five or six times in a row. But there you go. All right, tonight on the show we have Josh from La Plata Labs, and we also have Pooh God Colorado, so we're going to talk about like all kinds of trippy shit. The fungus, we're talking fungi tonight. But yeah, before we do that, we might as well, let's start with THC Caesar's strain of the week, why not?
Yeah, put me on blast now.
Get ready to go.
Holding a joint and all that.
Yep, you're up.
So, I mean, Sour D needs no introduction. Everybody knows about Sour D. Come on, like, if you don't know about it, if you never had it, I'm pretty sure this generation has never seen, like, real Sour D. I'm saying generation, like, if I'm, like, 40 or 50 years old or something like that. But early 2000s, mid-2000s were probably, like, some of the best Sour D that I've seen. But then again, that's when I was smoking. This is the type of weed that most people would get arrested for just because of the smell. It's insane how loud this shit used to smell. Like, you could smell this shit so strong in front of, like two, three cars in front of you, two people in front of you. You could smell it in somebody's pocket in front of you. Like, that shit does not happen anymore. It's weird. I wish weed smelled like that loud, that strong. But that's why I'm running through a bunch of seeds right now. Hopefully find something that's crazy sour. But, yeah, Sour D itself really needs no introduction. Like, some of the best weed. It stood the test of time. It's like going on like 30 years old at this point. It probably is 30 years old, but yeah, I mean, it's one of those pinnacle strains up there with, you know, OG Kushes and Hazes and all that stuff and Chems, and it's definitely worth all the work that people have put into it. But like, if you haven't had any sour, or all you've had is like sour crosses, like, I definitely recommend getting like the sour clone. If anything, might offer it up on cbazaar.com/premium for those who are premium members pretty soon. So definitely, you know, want to get, you know, your little membership right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. So tonight, actually, let's do free shit. Might as well. Let's do it out of order. How about people who won last week? Do I have that? All discombobulated. Yep, here we go. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. The mixing on this podcast is just fucking Emmy award winning. We'll blow your eardrums out 1 minute, and we'll whisper the next. All right, so last week's winner is Michael Mush Love. Strawberry Milk and Cookies and Daz. And CJ Phoenix, Star Fox, Pope Banner. That was the last two shows, actually. I was not caught up. I'm not sure which one belongs to which one, but those are the last two shows. Congrats to the winners. And with that, let's make some more winners. Let's make some more winners, shall we? Come on down. All right, so today for free, if you guys didn't know, Daz is doing a drop. I think he might be on his way here, actually. But Daz is doing a drop, maybe not like this live podcast, but I think he's coming to Colorado in the moment. But yeah, tomorrow is 8 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern. That is the premium drop for Daz's birthday release, I believe is what he calls it. So
no.
It's not his birthday release?
His birthday is months from now.
What, I don't know what the fuck he calls this release.
I think
release.
It's the 3-year anniversary.
Oh, 3-year anniversary release. Okay. Well, Daz has a big release. So
it's a new release every other month.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I don't know. Premium, if you want to sign up, that would be a good idea to get Daz's free shit. But Daz has basically been the sole contributor to the free shit program for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I figured we'll keep with that trend. So, Night Owl, Blue, Microverse, F5. There you go. If you want to win this, I'm also going to throw in a beanie. It's kind of the wrong time of year, but it's in a bag, so it's you can keep it fresh.
I sleep with a beanie.
There you go. Some people rock them year-round. I rock beanies all the time, too. But beanie, Blue, Microverse, F5, giving it away. Caesar, what's the code word?
Let's see. Today's code word would be Sowa. S-O-W-A-H-H.
You got to spell it that way.
Say it one more time.
The code word is Sowa. You got to say it like, you know, you're from out east, from New York. Sowa. S-O-W-A-H-H.
So you got to put that in the subject line of the email that you're writing to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com, and I will pick the 99th person. 99th person, you're going to win this Night Owl prize pack, beanie, and Blue Microverse F5. So yeah, also if you're, like say, looking to get in those Daz drops that sell out all the time, all that crazy shit, you need to get premium for tomorrow. There's also La Plata Labs is going to release some seeds. He's been not in stock for a long time, so La Plata's got a fresh restock. And there's a surprise coming to C-Bazaar Premium, which we're going to talk about on this show. But congratulations to the winners. Good luck, everybody. All right. I think we might as well get straight to the interview. Appreciate La Plata for doing this one last minute for us. But, yeah, it's like a thunderstorm, rainstorm, like shit connection off a phone kind of thing, but we powered through this thing and I think it worked out. But yeah, I appreciate him hanging with me and getting this interview in when it was a shit storm. That's why we're a little bit late right now. But either way, let's take in the La Plata Lab and Pooh God Colorado interview. Here you go. All right, everybody, we are here with Josh from La Plata Labs and Dolly from Pooh God Colorado. So welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for battling through what could be a spotty internet connection / storm.
Yeah, it's a little wild down here right now.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to probably ask you guys to damn near scream or yell because the mic's a little low, but just talk real loud for me. But I figure we'll start with Josh. Josh is probably most known for La Plata Labs. So High Times Hall of Fame, correct, Cease?
Yeah, what was it, 2016?
Sure. 2016, High Times Hall of Fame?
2014.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was like one of the original 40 guys on there.
Right on. Congrats. So normally on the show, we kind of ask the guests just to give us a brief synopsis, Cliff Notes version of who you are, tell us as much or as little about yourself as you want, but where are you from or... how'd you get into cannabis? Something a little backstory on your cannabis career?
Pretty much just fell into breeding like with tomatoes back in like 2005, 2006 from a good friend in Durango, Colorado. And that's how I was born and raised. And then I got into normal just cannabis breeding, kind of got me into, you know, jumping into it and going full bore right into it. And pretty much just was doing 7,000 foot elevation breeding and just tinkering with shit and just kind of was mountain manning it. I didn't really speak to anybody for years and just kind of focused on genetics for 4 years and then started to kind of go out in the public and get my genetics out there. And it's kind of how everything kind of started to get traction. So and then I got High Times Top 10 Strain of the Year in 2014, and then I got Hall of Fame same year, and then I got the next year, I got 2015 Top 10 Strain of the Year as well in High Times again, and then, just been published in a bunch of other stuff.
So you're off to the races from there. I always ask everybody, do you remember the first time that you smoked cannabis? Do you remember the first strain or first time?
I shouldn't even say this, but yeah, I do. So I was in third grade. My sister, older sister, obviously, she was like faking staying home from school. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna fake stay home from school too. So she had a bong and she fucking decided to get me high because I ruined her party that she was having. I guess a bunch of her friends were skipping school, so I stayed home and ruined their party, and they got me high instead. And yeah, so it was an old red graphics bong.
You probably got to have the record, dude. But third grade, it's probably the earliest anybody on the show.
But I know my sister's like, yeah, my sister was just like, dude, I cannot believe I regretted that my whole life, and look at it, you're making a living out of it. So.
Yeah, exactly. You go to your sister years later and be like, I'm in the High Times Hall of Fame thanks to you getting me stoned in third grade.
Yeah, no, she still regrets it in every way informed, but, you know, it's all good.
Right on. So talk to me a little bit about some of La Plata's most signature strains or most well-known strains.
Like my main staple, I mean, I pretty much haven't changed my strains too much in the past few years. I try and work on them for a while, but my main staple was the Durango OG, named after the city I was born and raised in Colorado, Durango. And then also like La Plata Labs is named after the mountain range and like the county I was born into down in Durango. So it's like I'm kind of representing where I was from with the whole company, really. But yeah, so Durango OG is my main staple. That's the one I got High Times Top 10 strain 2014. And then I had, the next year was the Flubber strain. I harvested those when Robin Williams had killed himself. So I kind of dedicated that strain to him. And so that one hit top 10 strain 2015 for the next year. And then pretty much, yeah, like all my alien stuff, I was, besides Obsolete and Swerve, I was the main dude who made like alien public, you know, basically like kind of got everybody on the train. So like my Lemon Alien, my Alien Blues, my Alien Bubba Berry, I kind of went off on all the alien stuff for a little bit, and that's kind of where all my staple strains are, is just all of the Alien OG, Alien Bubba lineages.
Nice. So restock coming to Seed Bazaar. We finally reconnected with La Plata or Josh here, and we are going to put some... pretty much all your shit back in stock, which is fucking stoked because I'm stoked because it's been out for a while. But there's a couple strains
I hadn't had strains for years, man. It's been like 5 years since I've actually stocked everybody else.
Sure. And I said there's a couple of strains in here. I don't know. I didn't recognize. Maybe I just didn't have them before. But Durango Tang and Durango Blues, are those relatively new or what's up with those?
So I released a limited supply of regular F1s maybe 4 years ago. Like in Cali and just like a couple places, like small circles. And I think I did maybe two distributors, but the Durangutang is also, I'm giving you kind of history of why I named some of the things I named them. So Durangutang is what you call somebody who was born and raised in Durango. So you just call them a Durangutang. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I crossed it with the Durango OG, the Colorado Clementines crossed with the Durango OG. And, yeah, so it's called the Durangutang. And then, yeah, the Durango Blues is my Alien Blues crossed with the Durango OG as well.
Excellent, yeah. You've been known, and I'll vouch for very good, stable genetics and very affordable, man. I don't know if you want to speak to it too much, but you've never really went for, like, the $600 pack, the $500 pack, $300 pack.
Your stuff
is...
You're going to hate me.
go for it.
I mean, you're gonna hate me though, cause so all my breeding stock, like all my stable inbred lines and everything. I mean, I've worked on them for years and years and years. So my regular seeds are gonna be, I'm gonna be up in the price significantly. They're not gonna be cheaper than my fems. They're gonna be more than my fems here for sure. Cause I mean, you know, a lot of them have 10 generations of actual solid work. Like you could literally ask me and tell me what strains you're going to hit up, and I can literally tell you what the males are going to, or the females are going to, what recessive traits will come through, like what you will see. Like you will know what you're going to get with pretty much anything you breed with. Like it's easy. You could literally just put out 5 fucking clones, take one male or whatever, vice versa. And even after that one cross, you go and pop the progeny and you'll grow them out and you will literally know right off the bat, like, okay, here's all the strong recessive traits, like without me even telling you first round, you'll see all of them in your offspring. So it's good to be, it's all for breeding stock. And then all my fem stuff is if you just want to, you know, produce flower and smoke it.
Gotcha. I mean,
so I, but at first, for sure, I didn't want to, that wasn't me. I didn't want to do any of that. But now that the fact that the entire market is flooded with absolute trash, like literally not stuff worth even spending a penny on under your lights.
Yes, sir.
And it's, yeah.
I'm going to charge $300
a
pack.
And I'm just, and I'm like, no. And like, people have already told me, they're like, dude, you need to up your price because people automatically see your lower price and don't want to buy it just based on because they don't think your genetics are elite enough. It was weird, just a weird concept to have to price your seeds the based on what people want them to be priced at rather than me actually just wanting to give people good deals on genetics, you know. So
sure,
it's weird.
I would say that if anyone deserves to increase their price point based on the amount of work done, you certainly should, and it's time. So, no gripes from my end.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've finally come to now, and I'm like, all right, whatever. Especially where the market's at, like every, like I'm not kidding. There's 100,000 breeders out there who are selling $300 packs of seeds right now, and it's nothing. They had no objective or path or vision for that specific strain, even slightly, besides it was two elite cuts, and that's it. That's the only forethought they had, is this shit's awesome, and their offspring will be awesome. I'm not denying that, but there was nothing else, no forethought, no nothing. Like, you're not a chef, you're not, like, you come to a restaurant and then you're getting something different every time. That's not a restaurant, you know? Come on.
Sure. We talk about it a lot on this show, that there's not a lot of reward for doing what we call the long work, which is stabilizing genetics, bringing them out to F4, 5, 6, even beyond sometimes. And you are certainly one of the guys that falls into that category. So, I don't know. I can understand your sort of frustration, but at the same time, we're just stoked as shit to have you back at any price point.
Yeah, no, I'm motivated. I'm like ready to go. And like, the market hasn't changed at all. Nobody's really bringing anything good. So I'm like, all right, like, let's go.
Cool. I want to shift gears a little bit because we ran into each other at Oklahoma for the first time in a couple of years. And you were in my ear about, Poo God. And what you have cooked up over here with Poo God, and I guess you're gonna have to give us the introduction and sort of explain what's going on. What do you want us to call you, Miss Lady Poo God? I don't want to call you Miss Poo God. That just sounds bad. But what shall we call
Bear.
You? Bear.
You can call her Bear.
You can call me Bear.
Okay, Bear. So welcome to the show. And what's going on with Poo God? Obviously, it's something else I think we're gonna bring to the Sea Bazaar Premium side. Which we're talking some fungi. I don't know shit about mushrooms, so I got some questions. So yeah, if you would tell us a little bit about who you are and what you guys are doing.
Brainchild of Josh going on here, you know.
And Snack Pack.
And Snack Pack.
Nice.
Snack Pack's at work, but I am like a little bit of the more forward person. I'm the person that you contact me, you email. I take care of a lot of the clients and customers right now, but we represent actually a couple of companies, kind of all combined into one, but there is another site in Texas called Poo God. We consider that one like the Poo God OG site.
Yeah.
And then we have Poo God Colorado. So here you'll hit us. And we sell mycology supplies currently. We do grain, sterilized Milo grain in bags ready to go and to inoculate and start your mushroom grow. We also sell an exotic recipe blend of substrate or soil for mushrooms to grow on. And we're extremely excited to have something like this on the market because it's hand-picked and harvested exotic poop from animals that we repurpose.
So that's the grain right there.
Yeah, so that's an awesome picture of the grains. We have injection port grains and non-injection port grains. It's a 4-pound bag, so it's a little larger than the ones on the market. And we crush we use a lot of these products ourselves for our projects. And so we're just supplying people with the same thing that we're using. And it seems to be getting a lot of great feedback and traction. And we work hard doing what we do.
Yeah, and there's the substrate right there.
Substrate's fire. So it's a recipe that's been around for 20 plus years. Our founder, TK King, or Poo God, you know, came and had this beautiful relationship with the guys here. You guys started off buying a lot of this substrate from Poo God, and they built a really amazing relationship all around so we can help each other. So that mix is hand-picked, hand-blended, hand-curated, very well taken care of mix that produces some of the biggest fruits in the game. So we're also extremely known for having some of the most large fruits you've ever seen in your life grown on this stuff. It's insane. It's got a very healthy biology of other living things and unliving things because we have a sterilization and pasteurization tech. And we've tailored it in a way that we're very comfortable having out on the market right now. And people are hitting records they've never hit before. They're having better successes in their grow with our products. And just recently, we're offering a public genetic line right now so people can truly get an amazing experience with some stable genetics. And that's why, you know, it's really awesome to work with someone like Josh right here, because he sounds like he's an OG and he knows exactly what it takes to have a fire product so people win. And our focus is home growers and starter people and anybody interested in exploring the fungal world. But we are bulk specialists, so they crank out like 6 metric tons for you within a week. It's crazy here.
Yeah, we
it's gnarly.
We cater to everybody. We cater to somebody who doesn't know anything. We cater to somebody who wants to go full on, full scale.
I'm one of these people that knows nothing. I have a couple of syringes on the screen. I know the spores are basically in the syringes. But talk to me a little bit about, like, you know, cultivation and how does one do it. So I get one of these substrate packages. When it says with an injection port or without an injection port, I assume I take my syringe and put it in the injection port and inject, and I'm ready to go. I'm putting one and one together here, but I know nothing. So how do you do it? Because what I do know is, like, growing mushrooms, you don't need any lights, right?
Yeah, you do. I'll let you keep talking.
You're on a great path. Way to go.
So I put it together, but yeah, explain it to me. How does somebody that knows nothing, that's interested in putting together a little bit of mushroom kit for themselves and trying out this fungi?
Oh, it's so fun. You get, you know, one of those sterilized bags with an injection port. That way you kind of have an idea of where to inject your needle. The needles that you get from us, the syringes, the genetics, come in like a sterilized bag. There's a huge procedure. I touch every single one of these. I retro clean them like crazy. But it comes with a syringe. And that syringe you just heat up in a nice, like, clean area. Sometimes, like, a lot of people use their bathrooms for some reason. Turn on that exhaust fan. You can go crazy and get something called a flow hood. Or you could have, you know, some, we call it broke boy tech in mycology, where it's like a box fan with a filter in front of it blowing clean air at you, and do it in front of one of those. The point is to be clean, and all you do is inject it, stick it in there, and then that thing will grow for a couple weeks or a couple days and turn completely white and do something called, like, fully colonize. And then once it's fully colonized and healthy, all you do is mix with some substrate. And there's 2 different fruiting techniques. And fruiting would be like a whole stage of flowering for you guys. So we could definitely talk more about all of that. But the syringe and a bag is great. And then all you got to do is be real clean about it.
What is the, like, grow environment like? Like, what am I have for a grow room? Is it light? Like, say, is it lights? Is it not lights?
It's just clean room.
Just clean.
Clean room. You got to be.
Yeah, clean room, positive pressure. You don't need many watts to grow a lot. But you have UVC like crazy, you know, you don't want to be walking in after you've been in harvesting when you've been, you know, out and about. You want to clean yourself up a little bit and just try and keep contaminations down.
So it's not like something you just throw in your closet and just set it and forget
it. Can.
Absolutely, though, you can. 100%. Okay. Very forgiving on that end, too. So we tell people, like, you can be so totally successful and get your money's worth out of everything, even just by throwing it in the corner of your fucking room, your bedroom, having your windows, your blinds cracked barely, just like 2 millimeters in the corner of your bedroom, and you'll still produce.
They like the same temperature you like.
Yeah.
They just hang out with you.
Yeah,
you can let them hang out.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's not like over 80 degrees and below 70.
If they like you, they hang out. If they don't like you, they don't hang out. Yeah. That's
So how would, like, say, you said this is all going to be on the Seed Bazaar?
Yeah, I think we're put on the premium side.
Okay, so this is a reason to sign up for a membership. Right,
yeah,
now
there's going to be some special shit coming to premium.
So, like, we're for gonna... people that don't know anything, like, would any of this come with information as to how to get going, or do you just have to buy this and know what to do? Or will you supply the information as well?
We're learning now after doing a couple of booths and some public-facing things that a lot of the people that are like you and don't know need that information. So we paired up with two amazing friends of ours that focus on just social media education. So you've got Willie Micah, who is an OG, travels around, looks for mushrooms, and he'll help you out with steps. And another female mycologist named Boomer Shroomer, or Ashley. And their links are in our website for you guys. We will not be focusing to be like a content educator. I think our content would be a little swamp boy people like. You know, what's breaking down today? For us, though, for education, it's huge, and we will provide links to do that. All of our products come with suggestive uses. We never tell people what the fuck to do with it, but we give them a step or two to be like, this is how we do it here, y'all. Like, you can do it the same way. And hit us up if you have any issues. So we're always super easy to reach out to when you're having problems, though. So we try to answer everybody accurately as possible and fast.
Looking forward to checking it out.
Let's say, so take me a little bit further down the process. So I do my injection, I wait like 10 days or so. I keep it in a room that's like, you know, a people like or temperature people like.
Room 10.
With or light, colder. With not too much light, but.
No light.
Yeah, for the initial, on the grain, you don't want any light.
No light, yeah.
But when you're actually going to produce the mushroom, you add
light. It gets covered in white, and then from there, the fungus grows or the mushroom grows?
We call the white. Mycelium.
Okay.
And we call that timing fully colonized, and we call what's in there now grain spawn.
Okay. See, and I'm learning a lot right now. I'm sure I sound like a dipshit to a lot of people out there, and that's okay, because I'm learning.
Asking questions most people
I've enjoyed right mushrooms in the past, but they've always been baked into a nice chocolate for me, and everything was just A-okay. But, continue on the process. So we have it dark, and then we get it fully colonized, and then we have our grain, and when we have some big old honking mushrooms.
Okay, so when you got it fully colonized, you want to grab something called substrate, or a special soil that's been pasteurized or sterilized. We don't fuck with sterilization on our substrate. We fuck with pasteurization. We like beneficials and a competing soil. We think our mushrooms do very well with competition, so, and we've seen some of the best results with it. So we pasteurize at a certain temperature for a certain period of time. Certain microorganisms make it through. That's why there's always like little disclosures for people, like, hey, if your block of poo that I just sent you is pink or yellow or green, just give me a call. You know, our policies are fun to replace. You know, our customer service is incredible, but we give people the warning signs, and then you want to mix the grain spawn and the substrate together in some sort of container, and then give it a clean environment to live in and some fresh air. And our substrate is at field capacity that allows it to just sit there for you. You don't have to go in there and mist it. We're very much proactive on the neglect tech, so set it and forget it, and don't introduce contaminations to it by checking on it too often. Many new people just want to stare at the mushrooms like every day, every 6 hours. They're constantly like, is something different? What's going on?
It's like growing weed in the early days.
Yeah. You're just in there all the time. Like, just leave them alone. They're
fine. Do they grow really fast? Like, you can notice the growth from the night, from day to night?
It'll be like 1 centimeter in one morning, and then 2 days later, it's like 4 inches.
Okay, yeah, I've noticed. I've grown like oyster mushrooms before, and like I've noticed, like I woke up and they're probably like this, and before I even go to bed, I've noticed that there's definitely been some growth. So it's cool to see, like you can actually almost watch it grow throughout the day.
So I call it great for people who need instant gratification. I actually don't have a weed growing career at all. I don't think I'd be good at it.
Okay. So which is this one? Is this an oyster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which strain was this one? I don't remember.
I want to say it's the NNG oyster. A very simple wild that came in the lab.
So how does one determine the right time to harvest a mushroom? Is it anything like weed where you're looking at it under a microscope or something?
Both, right? So for genetic reasons, I need to look under a scope to see if my mushrooms are mature. For bag appeal, to feed people, for our food stuff, it's all about whatever the fuck they want. You know, like just like the weed shit. They need to be pulled early for taste, and they need to be pulled early because like the bigger ones are just like, they fall apart really easily also in transport.
And they'll drop spores all over.
Huge health problem. So,
yeah. So you got to know exactly when to cut them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you'll get used to, you know, on your first one, you'll be obsessed with trying to time it right. But then after you learn each specific strain, you'll know exactly like, okay, 5 hours from now, I'll need to harvest.
It's a whole relationship.
Yeah.
It really is.
Or you'll be like, in 2 days, like you'll know exactly. It's pretty, I don't know, it's different, but you'll learn it pretty quick. Like right off the first time you run a strain, you'll get, by the end of that flush, you'll already know it.
And excuse my ignorance. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology for the mycology world, but do you offer different strains or cultivars? I'm not exactly too sure what you would
give me a list. That.
Okay.
Yeah, we...
The fire!
We got you guys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different strains right now you guys are going to have.
So I'm going to make a quick like shout out to everybody who's provided strains on that list. We work with an amazing team and group of like OGs and shit that gave us a blessing to represent his strains on there. So if you ever see the TK stuff... proceeds of sales do go straight to his pocket, and he rolls out new lines of crazy monster donks all the time. Our breeding program is incredible. We have helped newbies pull massive first flushes, giant tight canopies. They didn't know anything that they were doing, but the genetics held up to all the abuse, right? So we just started a lot of people off right, and I just wanted to like let people know that like, yeah, we're held up by some older folks and some really good cuts from a good time. We've been trying to do it right.
So, excuse my ignorance on this, but it's obviously you recreate it every time Simmer is a clone. So with spores, you could just recollect spores and kind of breed the same similar way, or I have no idea how mushroom breeding works. But
it's similar to seeds too. So you can have spores that are very similar when you regrow them and recolonize them, and then a lot of times it'll be just like seeds too. You know, you'll have completely wild 10 different phenos in from one cap.
So when it comes to like, because I see you have different delivery methods, you have the syringe and the spores, the spores and the syringe, and then there's like what, spore prints or something, like how, like what would be the clone version for mushrooms and the seed version for mushrooms or something like that? Like, how do you make new cultivars?
So the clone version, you can actually take clones. You literally cut tissue out, you put it in a petri dish, and then the mycelium colonizes the petri dish. And then you can take clone, basically cuts of that and colonize other things from that.
As long as it's fresh?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can do some old stuff, but you're just getting lucky at that point.
Okay.
And then spores would be like their reproductive... like, genetic holding things like seeds.
Yeah, like seeds. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Up to billions of possibilities with them also. So you're going to get a spread.
So it's sort of like pollen in a sense too. Yeah.
So I was just thinking, it's like when it goes too late where you're saying it's a health issue, is that the stuff that you use to create other, like more mushrooms? Or is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where you get the spores. Yeah.
I want my spores to be completely matured, so I let mushrooms fully express themselves, meaning get them to go as long and hard as they want. To produce as much spore as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. I see.
People don't like that though. They want small, young things. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Why do they
fucking... For consumption.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like the bag of peel and weed and shit too. Like, they don't care if it doesn't get them high as long as it looks good.
So I guess based off of the different cultivars or strains that you've named, like, from my personal experience, from when I've tried some stuff, like, I don't really like the stuff that's super crazy mental or any of that. I like more visual stuff. So on that list, is there anything that you would recommend that's way more visual than anything or give more visual effects?
I can only give you an opinion. I can't give you any data or facts.
Yeah, so yeah, something like that's fine. I mean, anecdotal evidence is the same thing we deal with in cannabis.
That's the strange we have. I wish we had the JLMs on there, because that'd be perfect. Do we have JLM coming?
We have a private, okay, we have private and public, y'all. And the private's fire, dude. The private's even funner, because they've got the new fucking projects with the new shit. But sadly, no, we don't have that. The public stuff too is shit we've worked like just as hard as trash as, you know, like these are a couple of years worth of strains that we feel 100% confident you are going to get. You're going to get visual, like penis envies, and I would say apes, elecubensis, because it's a true wild. I don't know, right rabbit, I got like two different reviews. I got crap and I got great, so both of those.
So I heard apes or PE is like the OG Kush of the mushroom world. Is that something?
Yeah, I would say that just because of like it's the main one that got the initial hype, just like OG Kush. Like.
Okay.
According to Hamilton, they call it the first penis envy that was bred to look like a penis with its own little fucking tip.
I'll tell you guys something weird. All right, I know like. I don't care what your sexual preference is, right? But so when I started growing mushrooms and I grew a bunch of fucking penis envies, literally, you know how when you close your eyes when you're growing weed and you see leaves and shit and you just see plants and shit? Like you do, you're like, oh, you can see, I can be just like awake and just close my eyes and I see plants, right? All right, so I'm growing a bunch of penis envy. I close my eyes and I see dicks everywhere, like piles of dicks everywhere. I know it's like the weirdest shit I'm saying right now, but for real, every single one of you will be seeing mad dicks. Like, you'll just close your eyes and be like, whoa.
So is that the only one that looks like that?
No, yeah. There's a couple other ones. Just depends on when you harvest them, too. So, if you push a lot of the other ones, like, the cap will open up more to where it just looks like a mushroom.
Got you. I mean, if you have a farm of dicks growing in your closet, like, I don't know. Your fantasies may, or your eyes may close, and you might be thinking about your dick farm in the closet that's gonna get you fucking super happy.
No, dude, just wait. We'll get you growing some, and you'll be
really
laughing, dude.
So, I'm sorry. No, why did that one originally get the hype? Is it because of the way it looked? Is it because of the name? Is it because of the effect?
100%. The look.
And the effect.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's true. It was very potent for like the size.
I was told, because usually, like, I would take an eighth to get a nice trip. I was told, like, with PE, you'd probably only need a gram's worth when you would need an eighth for something else, usually.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it, too, is, like, density of the mushroom as well. So, like, the eighths are super dense, and it almost has, like, the equal amount to a larger mushroom.
It's a crazy mutation of an outdoor. We consider things lab grade. Or wild, or like out an outdoor. Like there's a lab grade mushroom, right? We've bred mushrooms that I don't think would survive in the wilderness at all.
Super picky.
Gotcha. I think we have to wrap it up because I got to go live here in a minute. But one question I have on the way out the door is I'm looking at your logo. If I'm putting two and two together, the substrate is the secret sauce, and you guys have like camel shit in here. You've got fucking like elephant shit. You got like the poo is the secret. You guys are the poo gods.
It depends on each batch, but we usually have literally, you know, elephant, donkey, camel.
No horse and cow is what TK said.
Yeah, and we do sometimes, but like not since we're doing poo god stuff. Yeah, I mean all over the place. Zebra, tiny horses though. Tiny horse.
Not big horse, but tiny horse. Yeah, ostrich. Good. Okay.
The list just goes on, like, and we're gonna be doing giraffe and stuff soon too.
And when you use Pugot stuff, we sponsor the animals. So like in TK's op down in Texas, because of like all of the support from the mycology community and people buying, you know, the substrate to use, we've been able to sponsor a couple of animals and give them better feed. So we want more comfortable animals all around.
Yeah, you get better shit, too.
Everything. Yeah, because if they give me better poo, I get better products. So.
Healthier animals, better shit. There you go. Better mushrooms. Circle of life, y'all. All right, everybody. We gotta wrap her up, but I really appreciate you guys coming on. I got a million more questions, so we're probably gonna have to have you guys back on at some point.
Yeah.
But we're gonna launch these suckers on the premium side and see how it goes. And if people have questions, where can they get a hold of you guys? Or who should they get a hold of? Maybe not you guys.
Yeah, poogodco.com, or they can email me too.
Cool.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Later, guys.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. There you have it. The gods of poo. Yeah. You need giraffe poo? They got that. You want donkey poo? Miniature horse, but not big horse. They got that poo too. And they mix it all together to give you the best mushroom poo stew.
Well, doesn't different guanos give you different qualities when it comes to growing cannabis?
I assume. Like
back guano and like
other say, I literally know jack shit, as I think most people are aware after watching that interview. I don't know anything about growing mushrooms or whatever, but it's pretty interesting.
Specifically when they're talking to, you know, guano when it comes to cannabis. I mean, I guess there's a bunch of different kinds for different uses and purposes. So I guess the same thing happens with mushrooms. There's gotta be a bunch
it's
of different
like what the bats eat is what kind of different nutrients is in their shit. So there's like high nitrogen bat guano, and then there's like high phosphorus high phosphorus guano and shit. So I'm sure that they use all kinds of specialized shit to do that or whatever. But the main thing is, I think, is like, I don't know. I always used to think of mushrooms was like mushrooms grow on cow patties in the field and hippies pick them up and then they sell them and you get E. coli or some fucking nasty shit or whatever from eating that shit. But
they said no worse than cow, and cow's got 5 stomachs, so I wonder how they super digest all that stuff.
I mean, they got giraffe, and giraffe got like 8 stomachs. Like, it's a competition who's got the most stomachs in their fucking mushroom kit. I don't know. For some reason, I'm flashing back to Dumb and Dumber. Like, I got worms because, like, I got poo, but not that they're dumb by any means. They're actually way smarter than I am, especially when it comes to this topic.
I don't know shit.
But I got poo. I am the poo god. All right, so yeah, I think we're going to slap that shit up on premium side. So if you're interested in checking that out, I'll probably try to throw some links up on the premium side too to give you guys a little direction and help if you're as dumb as I am but interested in giving it a go. The cool thing is I think it's cheap, and you could try it in your, you know, closet, crawl space, some clean area, maybe a little grow tent, something. Give it a whirl, and I don't know. If you're into growing cannabis, you might be into trying out growing some mushrooms. But yeah, they'll be on premium. They're not listed yet. But also, really exciting is La Plata's back in stock. We haven't had La Plata in a long time on CBazaar Premium, or on CBazaar site in total. So that's going to drop probably, I don't know, probably get them up there tonight or tomorrow. And then they'll go on the regular side in 2 days.
I was going to say, do restocks happen on the premium side?
Yeah, just because it's been long gone for so long that I figure we'll start this one off on premium and then it'll slide its way over to the regular side.
So I guess if you could kind of let people know the incentives now of premium, it's slowly growing.
Yeah, there's more and more shit happening. Like I say, as of right now, you know, the Daz drop, which is huge. So that's a big fucking deal. And then there's now going to be a La Plata drop on there. Max Select Seeds just did a drop on there. So yeah, hint, there might be a birthday Dark Horse drop coming up for my old ass in a few weeks if you're on there. So I certainly think there's value to it. Especially for these drops, you can come and go as you want. You can sign up and get what you need and then bounce and cancel right away. If you need to cancel, check out the FAQ for all the new people that might be watching. It shows steps on how to cancel. It's also, there's potentially new clones or new way we're going to do the clones. You want to talk anything about that at all?
Yeah, so instead of just potentially taking a bunch of clones and telling people there's going to be a bunch of clones on CBazaar Premium, I might just list all of the different options for clones so we can do a custom clone order. So if you're interested, instead of just having clones that are sitting around and then you eventually buy it and then we send it to you, you'll be able to choose from a different list of all the genetics that are available. And then once you choose from that, it'll be a few weeks until that's sent to you because we have to obviously route it custom for you. So I don't want to pretty much like have a bunch of clones that I'm not doing anything with and potentially have to transplant them and use them, turn them into moms or sell them as teens. So it just kind of alleviates that issue.
So you want to go a little bit more pre-order with it or whatever?
Yeah, I'd like to do a more custom order pre-order, like, you know, if it's specifically like, you know, a few here and there, but you know, there's going to be people that are asking for larger amounts and stuff like that, that might want a deal. I don't know. So if anything, that's just something I want to try out. So if anything, you might have more options available to you on the cbazaar.com/premium. If I do it that way, instead of you just seeing what's available now, and then, you know, it's probably going to be more appealing to you because there's a lot more options for you to choose from. But the only downside is that you just have to wait a little bit longer to get it because I have to
patience. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got to clone it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, the cbazaar premium is nothing but if not a changing rolling ball at all times. So we're trying out all kinds of new things and throwing things against the wall and seeing what people like, including, like I say, bringing in some fungi stuff or whatever. So it'd be some, I don't know. Fun stuff.
So we got that new fun stuff coming up on cbazaar.com/premium. We have clones. We have Daz drop coming up. We have Dark Horse birthday drop coming up. We have Max Select Seeds
that's
drop.
Live now.
That's live right now. And we have what else is?
I think the La Plata.
The La Plata Labs drop.
I haven't put
is
it
up
yet, but I'm going to probably put it up here pretty quick. So yeah, that one will go too.
So definitely a lot more incentives on cbazaar.com/premium to sign up. And definitely if you don't want to miss out on your chance to get the. If you don't want to miss out on your chance for these strains to potentially sell out, definitely sign up on premium so you can get your access to them 2 days before you go into the
public.
There you
go. That's as much showing as I can do for the premium. But now we have to shout out Grower's Choice. A little housekeeping before we get out of here. Grower's Choice Lights, they sponsor the podcast. We thank them for doing so. Like I say, they hooked up Dark Horse with a whole basically light swap on our whole facilities, basically the old facility and the new facility. And we're rocking those ROI 720s. And so far, I still like them. Like, I'm still reporting it with a thumbs up. I'm not bullshitting you. I thought the LED thing was going to be, like, really a tricky kind of learning curve. But I don't know. From what I can see, we just have way more control. And I like more control rather than have to, I don't know, when you spray or something and you have to go unplug all the lights before you want to do some sprays or something, you could just dim these bitches right down, do your spray. Put them right back up. Like, there's no climbing ladders, unplugging shit, pulling breakers, like doing anything stupid. The controllers with the dimming factor, the low heat. And yeah, I mean, yield remains to be seen, but it looks like they're going to be crushing. Caesar's doing a seed crop. So how are you feeling with the room that you're running with the lights in?
It's been a little hot, so I had to turn it down recently.
That was not necessarily the lights as much as it was my power can't handle.
Oh, okay.
We don't have that much power. Caesar's trying to fucking. I don't know. I've dispersed the power amongst the warehouse evenly as possible in best way I could. But, yeah, if I had more juice, that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah,
but either way, yeah,
stuff.
You shouldn't be running them at 100% anyway. You should keep them 75, 80. That's what everyone's saying. All the experts have told us. And Caesar's like, I'm pushing it to 100, full power.
But you were
max power.
You started plants later than I did under 1,000 watts, and they were like double the size of mine. So wouldn't more wattage make them grow faster and bigger, though? So why would I not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That was, so yours were stunted, so it took time for them to recover, whereas mine just grew naturally without a problem. That's why I beat you in the race of that size with other lights, but no. More power doesn't necessarily mean more growth. Can't go more power. But anyway, we are
lights are good
the lights.
Though. Yes,
yeah,
lights are
Caesar's
good.
Learning. I'm still learning a little bit, but at the same time, I'm loving the.
I'm the scapegoat right now.
Yeah, I'm loving the I don't know controllability, flexibility of them all. So yeah, I got them figured out. I like them. Go check them out. The one thing I will say about them is, if you're a commercial facility, they do the light. Swap. They'll come in and swap out all your lights to their LEDs. It's a 40 light minimum, commercial facility only. But yeah, they'll change them out and then give you 2 runs to try them. If you like them, you keep them and buy them. If you don't like them, you send them back and the whole thing was no cost to you. So how about that? Who's going to let you try 2 runs of lights to see if you like them and dial them in first without even spending a nickel? Grower's Choice will just hit them up directly. And, yeah, tell them Dark Horse sent you so they're happy that they sponsored this podcast. But, yeah, with that said, you got anything to say before we get the fuck out of here tonight? Sorry, everybody, that we're a little bit discombobulated tonight and late. But, yeah, I don't know. Excited. Big day tomorrow for Daz's drop. Big day with all the new products coming to the bazaar. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you got?
I'm excited about what I got going on, so... if anything, more on that in the future. But, you know, I don't want to announce anything until it's pretty much, like, I know everything took, so. But nothing really, if anything. Go and sign up as a premium member now. It'll help me a lot. Go and get some exclusive clones and stuff like that. It'll definitely help out a lot. We got some fire. We know you got some. We know I got. I know I got some stuff you want. So go and
they
check
can see
it out.
One
right
genuine,
now.
Perfect person.
There you go.
Who's
that's,
that?
That's for you. Why he's got the fire because he's got the genuine perfect person.
I got the fire. I know all I got right. The fire. We see, I could be arrogant when I
enjoy
know I got the
soulful
fire.
Sounds of Stone Ninja. Peace, everybody. Catch you next week.
Go sign up.
Little pale gay fish, come sit on my shoulder today. Little gay parrot fish, sit on my shoulder today and make me a fried shrimpy dish with some soy sauce, baby. As the beat drops, super, super fried, super fried egg roll, triple fry, fried rice, triple fried rice, baby. 2-for-1 egg roll, super triple fried rice, triple fried rice, baby. Don't forget the soy sauce, chan chan chan. There's my gay fish song, dudes. What?